All right. Well, this is the second year we're giving in Sefer Mevayei Sharim. Now, the truth is we've had a bit of a hefsek for a week and a half between the first year and this year. So what I would like to do is I'd like to just read over from the beginning very quickly to get up to the place where we are, and then we'll go forward slower. So we'll start from Da, right, Perek Aleph, Da. Kitem sha'atzel ma'atzel is an atzilus. Before Kabiyoko, the ma'atzel, created atzilus, the kololomais ha'elu asherheim akshav, as they are now, yitzolim nivim v'maitzim v'nasim. Obviously, that's going on abiyah, right, and yitzolim is atzilus, and nivrayim is bria, and maitzim is tzira, and nasim would be asiyah. And then as terem shins atzel, hoya ein tzeif mamalei kol makum hazeh, asher boy only madan alomais abiyah ha'elu. So therefore, everything was, there was no empty space, in essence, and that's the way we present it. There's only outside of it. It just was. There was ain't safe. But feel the chinus rankings for Avir Panay Betorchai, nothing. Or shum sadden and a sodden. The loy shum oifen chib oilum. See, a key oise or lohoy loy safe kal the acre. There was no end to it. The keelum chahakol hoyam mamale, you know, or hahu, a maker ain't safe. In came lohi hafresh beim. There was no difference at all. We're going to see that more. The more we learn, we're going to get into the concepts of the Shash when he talks about oivi and iras. This really is pure another oivi, because there's no differentiation whatsoever at this point. Achi yistak by bechinas mal and mata upon manach. Right? The Makalolim like to say ach instead of ochar, so that's what we're going to use. But you don't have mal and mata upon manach. There were no madregas, if you will. The reason is because when it means by esoteric is also the Malkum Ponui, because once you create the Malkum Ponui, then you could have a Mala and a Mata, because you could have outside the Malkum Ponui and you could have inside the Malkum Ponui. So you could have something more and something less. So therefore, already you've basically already created the concepts of Mala and Mata. Okay. Now, the esoterics also are that, because there are different madregas to the spheres. But before that, there's no such thing as Madregas at all. Now, Vatan, Kihari Kol Or Chayishava, Ba'akdus, Ba'ashoye Gomorrah, that all the Or was Ba'akdus, Ba'ashoye Gomorrah. This is the M, oh, I forgot to say, I want this to be a for a Aliyas Neshama for my Shver, who was just Nifter 2 weeks ago, Menachem Mendel Ben Chaya, or well, Ben Yaakov Eliyahu. I'm sorry, I forgot to mention that. Now, that time, Kihari Kol Or Hoyeshava Ba'akdus Ba'ashoye Gomorrah. The Or was all the same. There was no beginning and no end to it, in a sense. Basically, what we just said over. You know, the Leshem has a sheet on this that he holds. He doesn't say it in the first because he's a little bit scared to say it, but it's very implicit in Hatham's Sharm that this is a creation of the Atzmus of the Creator. A lot of Mekubalim don't say that. A lot of Mekubalim will say there's something called Ein Sof Baruch Hu, and Kaviyochel that God is infinite. But it seems from the Leshem that even infinity itself is a creation of Hashem. So I like that shot very much, and I say it all the time because Kavala Mindal, this is we'll never talk about the Atzmus of the Creator, because the Atzmus of the Creator initially is not, we don't have logic really to speak about it, because that would be something more than infinite. More than infinite definition cannot exist. So therefore that's obviously not possible.
So you're just saying created the Atzmus?
No, the Atzmus created, he created the Ein Sof. That's what I mean. Okay. Now, so that's what he said, but also he says over here, Mamash, what we just spoke out before, that there's no tchilim, there's no soif. If there's a tchilim and a soif, then we can talk about mal and mata. But since there's no tchilim and soif, there's no mal and mata all over here.
Okay.
The gam, right, kivan shako or echad ba'ashoya, lo yabay shum shame or kinoi. Right, there's no shame and no kinoi. Ki ha-shem mayra al dabar katsav. Right, om yuchad. Right, ha-haker ha-hefer shebein tfiris u'l-chaverta. Right, because that's what a shame is. A shame is a definer of something. But there's nothing to define over here because everything is the same. Everything is just one. He says, I always like saying over the story of once when I was 21 years old, I was on a plane ride coming home from yeshiva, and I sat down next to a nun, believe it or not. She was by the she was by the window. There was an empty space, and then there was me. And she saw, obviously, I was a firm guy, firm Jewish guy. So she asked me, she wanted to get into theological talking with me. And one of the questions she asked me was, how many authors of the Bible were there? And I remember, and I told her there was one, who was Moshe Rabbeinu. And I didn't tell her this is Machlokes who sure wrote the last day of Pesukim or not. I didn't get into that. And then she said, most modern biblical scholars tell there were three or four authors. And I said, that's very interesting. Well, what is pshat in that? And she said, because obviously there are different shemas of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So therefore, each one had their own name for God. And therefore, Mamela, there was a collator who at a later date put it all together. Okay. I had seen this far before, actually. But it's stupidity at its finest, because I asked her what her name was. And I said, let me get this straight. If I'm formal with you, I call you Miss Plony. If I'm friendly with you, I call you by your first name. And if I'm super heimish with you, I call you by your nickname or by a term of endearment. That means I'm sitting next to three people. I wiped her away. 21-year-old Shiva guy on the bed. Because she said she had never heard of anything like this. I said, because what is a name but a description? And it's exactly the reason why I'm bringing you this story now is because it's exactly what the Rav is saying over here, because there were no Shemus yet, because there were no Tzimtzumim yet. In other words, if you, a name is only to relate in a certain way, like Mela, we relate to Kaviyochol Kodesh Baruch Hu in the Midah of Chesed, let's say. I would call that Kel. That's the Shem Kel. But because we see him as Chesed. So in other words, like in the white light is everything. But let's say you have a red filter, as opposed to a green filter, as opposed to a blue filter. All those colors are really within the white, but the red filter filters out all the other colors in these you just read. So to the sphere of Chesed is not. It doesn't mean that there's because everything is nechal within the or. But the sphere of Chesed will filter the light in a certain way by which we will have the Chesed of that or, like Gevura, which would be Elokim. Right, because the sphere of Gevura is a Shem Elokim. So that's a reference to Gevura. That's a reference to Din. And so therefore, obviously, when we're holding in Din with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's definitely holding in Chesed with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Excuse me. So again, a name has to be definitionally a Tzimtzum. Right? It has to be a denotation of something which is, it has to be a denotation and something finite. And that's what I told this lady all those years ago. That obviously the different names are not different gods, God forbid. They're the same Rav Shlomo. There's only one Rav Shlomo. There's only one author to the Torah, Kaviyochol. And the what's it called? But different times we look at a Kodesh Baruch Hu in different ways. So how does he relate to us in those different ways? Okay, let's go. Weiter. Amlan, however, Kivan Shakol or Echad. Nothing. That's the problem with Oivi, by the way, because I'm equating Ein Sof or Ein Sof, because really the truth is there are two separate things, something called Ein Sof and Or Ein Sof. Right? Ein Sof is infinite potentiality. That's the way to look at the Ein Sof, in a manner of speaking. Right? Because it's infinite potentiality. Or Ein Sof is one potentiality. They correspond to the Makif Yechida and the Makif Chaya. But and then the Mokum Pone, which is going to come, that's going to be the Naran, because that's the Ak, Atsilas, and then the Biyah together, which God willing we'll see. But the point is that you can't have anything, right? You don't have anything yet, but you do have within it the potentiality for Gili. I got this word for my Rebbe many years ago in Rosh Hashanah. That he said over to Shem Rabbeinu Azriel, the Ramban, right, who writes this, that if the Ein Sof didn't have the ability to mitzamtzem himself, it would be chaser chesaron, and the chesaron of chesaron would be chesaron, and therefore it definitely cannot have that. So if the Ein Sof has to be it has to be everything, so the first nukhah for the Ein Sof is megala itself, and as we're saying, the gili will take place by day chesaron. Now, I was going to say it can only take place on Day Chesaron. Now, whenever I use these Loshanas, I have to say that the Chas V'Shalom, Hashem can do anything. But Kifi the Messiah that we have, the Kabbalah, if you will, that we have, that for that way it would have to occur. But again, Hashem could do anything. You know, when we were in the Midbar, we made the bracha on Mitzvah Lechem Min Hashemayim. And then when we came into Eretz Yisrael, the Yidden, they said, what, you're going to tell me I'm going to plant this little thing in the ground and bread's going to come out, and eventually bread's going to come out? You crazy? We know it comes from Shemayim. So now you have to make a Mitzvah Lechem Min Haaretz. So in other words, so therefore the Teva, quote unquote, because remember, because there's a roof in Yisrael Teva, just like there's a Gashmi Yisrael Teva. One of my favorite Arizals is in his Gemanas of Pesach, where he writes that Pesach was Shluka Darcha Teva. Because over there, Galus came to Barkatnas. And, you know, normally you're in first grade before you start learning Tzitzit and Tzivos. That's typically the way it works. First you learn Aleph Beis, and then you can move your way up. But not on Pesach by night. But I don't want to get into that right now, because that's not our sugya right now. But the lashon that he uses, Shluka Darcha Teva, is incredible. Because when you think of Teva, you think of something in the natural world. But there's a Teva in the Ruchni Sticker world also. So that when I say that in order to allow for a Gili that's Mochach to have a Tzimtzum, the word Mochach is not Dafka. It's only Mochach Kifi, the Teva that Hashem built into the system. Right. So therefore, the way Hashem built into the system, we don't live in a world where Lechem falls from Shemayim. There's a special Dora Midbar where that happened to. But we don't have that now. But that's what I mean. Because Chassid Shalom to say anything is more Klavi Akash Baruch Hu. But back to the point. The Gamle Nocha Litnoisa Bikina Rochem and Chanon, right? All of these things, because Rochem and Chanon are to be the only way you could be Rochem or Chanon is if you're Rochem on someone or you're Chanon on somebody. And if there's no somebody, because it's all an Aptus Pashid, who's there Rochem and Chanon on? This is very similar to the beginning of the Ramchal in Derech Hashem, when he explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Midah of Toiv. And in order to be Megala that Midah of Toiv, therefore he had to be Mativ. Right? So therefore, to be Mativ, you need something else. That's where we come into the picture. Right? In order to be Megala this Midah of Toiv, and to actualize this Midah of Toiv. Mm-hmm. Now, why Hashem created the Midah of Toiv? I don't know. That would have to be asking on the Atzmus already, L'chaira. But Sefko said there is such a Midah. So from there, we can go and extrapolate. Right? So let's just say the same thing over here, right? That these Midahs did not exist. That's what we just said. So for whom, where is the Rachmanus occurring? Okay? All right. Okay. All right. They all talk on this. The problem is this is also in the beginning of Yitzchak time also. This is also talked about in the beginning of Yitzchak time when he says, why did Hashem create the world? The first clear in the beginning of Yitzchak time. And he says over there a little bit sharper. He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world because he has to be shown the kum in Ishlemus. So like a mashal, like Shem Havayah is Moyer and Hoya V'yiyah was, is, and will be. Well, if there's no creation, then there's no before creation and after creation. If there's no if there's nobody to be stark on, you know, to be strong on, then there's no Elohim. There's no one to be Rochem or Chonon on, then he would be Rochem or Chonon. The mashmais is that he needs us. That's the problem. So there's many truths into this that the Mepharshim give on how to explain this up, because what Hashem needs us. So Pashut Pshat in this is of course not. But it's like we said before with the Midah of Toiv, right? That the Midah of Toiv is the Midah that for whatever reason Hashem wanted the Sheamus, and therefore once you want to be Sheamus, so therefore the Kol Yotzi of that would be us. Because again, if he wanted Rachum, why did he want Rachum L'Chanan? I don't know, but he did, right? And since he did, therefore Mamela, that's what we're dealing with, and therefore there has to be a Tzimtzum because of that. But on a deeper level, if you think about it, remember, even before and after, right, is a misnomer when we're talking about the Ein Sof. Because time, as it were, that's the second clear in the beginning of Eitz Chaim, when he talks about, like, why the world is now, why isn't it before or after. And he says because there's a Haskalah, because there's a Hoshul Shalos, and we Pinklach are in the time that we're supposed to be in, right? But the question that of course that begs the question, when we back it up a little bit or put it forward a little bit. The truth is there's no backing up, there's no putting forward. Because before that time, quote unquote, it didn't exist. But the problem is that there is no before. Because there can't be a before at that time. Definitionally. Elamai, what do you have to say? You have to say that Simpson always exists and always doesn't exist. It's there always, but it's also not there always. We're focusing on the Simpson aspect of it, because therefore that's our Messias. There's also a non-Simpson aspect, which is Bebas Achas Mamish. You know, there's a I don't get into these things. I get really upset with these when I hear these things. You know, there's a machloekas to say Hasidim and Litzvish, whether the Simpson is Kipshutai, Yaini Kipshutai. I go crazy when I hear these things. And the reason why I do that is because the truth is that if you understand it properly, you really understand that Elu V'Elu Giver L'Kim Chayim. And you understand they're just looking at it from different points of view. So the question is, which point of view do you want to look at it from? So you're right. From our point of view, you would say Simpson Kipshutai, right? Because we don't see God. At least it's difficult to see him. You know, we believe in him, or we try to at least. But we don't kavyochel see him. There's that chashmal that goes around the mokum ponai that keeps the mokum ponai that goes around the mokum ponai that keeps the or insect at bay, and we don't see him. Now it's true. There's sometimes we see nisim. That's true. And sometimes you look at derech hateva. But I'm saying, but again, we're extrapolating. You know, me'idik yisa. That's something that's not us. It's not God. Simsom kini kipshutai. Because it's pasha. He created the insect according to the way the Leshem understands it. And even if he did the other mafarshim, it wouldn't make an afkamina because there always would be Tzimtzum and always would not be Tzimtzum because there's no shinui here. But what is it? So the truth is Tzimtzum Kipshutai, if any Kipshutai are both correct, but Basachas. That's the point. Because it depends on which point of view we're looking at. Much, much of Chachmasim is based on that. A lot of times, that's one of the differences between Chachmas Emes and Nigel Satira. In Nigel Satira, either it's A or B. Shinkin over here, it's not A or B, it's A and B. The truth is, when you're dealing in lumdis, like who's correct, Abaye or Rava? Teretz is, Elu V'Elu Divrei Elokim Chayim. But when it comes to halacha, except for the Yalkagam, we paskin like Rava. But therefore, we have one kli called Olam Hazeh, and therefore the kli of Olam Hazeh, right, based on our Messiah, dictates that we'll go like Rava. But it doesn't negate the fact that Abaye is also correct. Okay. Now, getting back to the point over here. There's always Simpson and there's always not Simpson. Okay? But where do we fit into this then? What are we? Maybe we're the aspect of God that has to have Simpson. What? Maybe we're the part of God that forgot that we're part of God. And maybe our avoidance in this world is to remember that we are a chelik of God. That sounds like a nice definition for Yiddishkeit, doesn't it? All right, you know what? Let's learn more, because I don't want to say more on this, because if you extrapolate based on this, you rapidly get into mala-mala territory. But if you think it through, it makes a lot of sense what I'm saying. A lot of sense. Because I've said this, I don't know if I said this in the first year, I forgot already what I said, but the ikar of Chachmas HaEmes is to understand the oneness of God. Ein od mavadoi. Right? There's nothing besides him. But that begs a very difficult question. If it's ein od mavadoi, then what am I? What are you? Right? Well, I don't know. I mean, if there's something besides God, that means that I'm God also. But I make a joke, you know, I like to think of myself as Chashev, but that far I'm not going to go. But on the other hand, point of view, if I am not God, then there's something besides God. What was the shot? The answer is, of course, what I just already said, that since Kipshutai, any Kipshutai, I already gave the answer. Whose point of view are we looking at it from? So maybe we have to break down the Simpson. Maybe that's the void of being Jewish, the void of integration. I always say that the ikar avoda of what a yid is to bridge the shemayim and the arts. Pshuta kemashmoy. You know, the Ramchal in the Sefer Shaharim in Kedusha, he says that a person that reaches this level of kedusha, which is among the only thing higher than that is Ruach HaKodesh and Tefillas Mishmaros, which are also anathema of kedusha, by the way, because that's connected to the generation of Arach. The only thing that a person can be walking in this world, but is mayach, is in the skoldus ha-yoynis. That's his lashon, that his head is thinking in higher things. What does that mean? That means he's bringing. That means the kedusha is he understands the godliness of everything. Mm-hmm. You know, I give him Mitzvah Shemshon. I just said this over today. Mitzvah Shemshon. You know, there's a medrash that says that that Chanoich, you know, the one who died before the Mabul young, or maybe didn't die, whatever. He was a shoemaker, and when he would make his shoes, he would miyachid yichudim. So there's a Dasla on this in Mitzvah Eliyahu that I think he brings the altar from Kelm, if I'm not mistaken, who says, what does that mean? That means he made the best shoes possible. Because, you know, the man had to live in this world. He had a wife, he had children. He had to work to make a living. But he made the best shoes possible. And therefore, his hammer and his sewing needle and his leather all became kodesh. Understand? He was expressing God in this world. He was making a Kiddush Hashem. So he was becoming godly through being a shoemaker. That's what the end of Mitzvah Hashem talks about, actually. Where he says that the Sefer is not just for a person that's low pulse of Megirsa. He gives two other examples. He says the person who's a businessman. Or he says somebody is a garbage collector, let's say, or something that's like something that whatever, a parnasa that's not a very clean, it's like a bazillion dick of parnasa. Nonetheless, chassidus is shach to that person. All right, those are mitzvot Sharm Shem. But I just want to tell you that this is really, this is the way I think you have to look at it. The Torah and the mitzvot. The Torah is the order that comes in. The mitzvot are the kelim to makabel the Torah. I will learn more about that. But the point is that the yid is trying to destroy the simsim, and to make it that it would be what's called that we again, we shouldn't forget that we're also a chedek of God. All right, let's go a little further. So if you learn like that, then what the Rebbe is saying here is bullshit. Because of course he has to come on, he has to be Megala. Again, doesn't have to do anything. Again, I just want to say that. Achas Hashem to say Hashem has to do anything, but kifi the teva, quote unquote, that he may. Right, so therefore, and kifi, therefore Racham and Chonon has to be Megala. Because if you Racham and Chonon to the chelik of himself, that requires the Racham and the Chonon. V'chein b'shara ha-shinuyim, right, or kinuyim. V'zeh nizkir v'parshas pinchas, v'zeh loshon, right, of hachi mari alma, kodim debar alma, right, obriyin delay, right, before Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world and its creatures, l'man ikri rochon v'chonon oidayim, right, ayin sham, it means al shame what was going to be created. It just says in Agav, whenever the Rav quotes a Zayir, he quotes basically one line of entire memory, and he figures you probably know about that already. So, all right. Amnon, ka'asher, all of the rots in ha'poshet, la'atza la'olmais, la'hoitzi ko'chachosav min ha'koyach ha'lapoil. Right? I have to explain. Let me just finish the sentence. Ki nineni yochavi karam melech oirochem oichonon oidayin oichyotzi la'achar b'ritza oilam komishis barat avoyasharim. I don't know why he calls him avoyasharim. Maybe there was a separate safer call of this. As chuter tchidus ha'kol levoy ha'mokim v'chalo ha'poni v'shiyatzel achakach olam ha'istocha chalahahu kodim ha'boina ba'es chasins l'benoi. Right, the achkach matnisa v'tocha v'oisa v'chupah, and then he would go and make the chupah. I want to go back on this because I want to try to explain this piece by piece. First, he says, I'm starting again from that. That's just this sentence. Amnon, he says, kasher all of the rotzin haposher ba'atza olamis. What does all of the rotzin mean? What's Allah mean? Now, Allah it means to go up. What's go up in rotzin mean? You should know. that you should know that I'm one of the major Imyanim Machlokes Emes, right? If you know, one of the most special Musogim Machlokes is something called Man and Mad. Man is Mayim Mukim, right? Or sometimes Mesiris Nafish, but it's the Hisus Oiris Melatatai in order to be doubled to the Le'elo. And then there's something, and commensurate with that, there's something called Mad, Mayim Bechurim, which is the Hashba that's coming from an alien to a Tatai. Okay. Right, the symptom that we're describing over here, the symptom that the in the beginning of Ain's life is going on the quote unquote primordial symptom, if you will, even though there's really no such thing, like we said, because it always is and it always isn't. But it's also going every single time you make a bracha on a cup of coffee, everything occurs. Everything. Because every Elias Man is a symptom. The creation of Mokum Ponei to allow Shefa in. Like you said at the end of the sentence, right, you want to build a base chasins libno, you want to build them a house, right, and then you can bring them in, and then bring in the furniture, bring in the chuppah, you know, and everything you want in there. So the same thing over here. You want a place, quote unquote, because you have to create a Mokum. You have to create a Mokum. And then after you've created that Mokum, then you can quote unquote, fill that Mokum with the Shefa that you're going to have. And the Shefa could be Mezgala. Okay? See, it's so hard to learn this Limud because everything requires everything. Because the truth is that it's much deeper than that also. Right? It's much deeper than that also. Because the truth is it's not really because once the Man is there, the Man is automatically there. Because the Chesaron is in the, because the Rishash, the Chesaron is only in the Kalim, but it's not in the Or. So once the Kli is built, then the Or is there already. So it's not shot man, it's a big mod. It's man, and then that's automatically the mod, kufa. But all right, I don't want to go into that right now. It's just going to confuse you. But I'm saying all the rotsoin means the kabiyachol. This lashon is used in terms of all of the rotsoin. What is rotsoin? Rotsoin is the sphere of kesher, but there are no spheres yet. And where is it being all a two? Is there an aliyah? We just said there's no mala, no mata. Anyways, what he means to say is that Kaviyoko, we want to make something else. We want to allow a gilui. Okay, Kodim Lachain, and again, Kodim is also in quotes, but Kodim Lachain, there was no gilui. Now there will be a gilui. Okay?
Is this the creation of the Or Insight?
What?
Is this the creation of the Or Insight?
You could say that also. I always kind of that that's not what he's talking about. The Chayyur is talking about the creation of the Mokum Ponei, but the truth is that Simpson from the Ein Sof to the Or Ein Sof is greater than Simpson from the Ein Sof to the Or Ein Sof. The drop from infinity to finite, right? Even though it's still potentiality, is a lot more than from finite to actualization. I mean, the drop from the Yechidi to the Chayyur, then from the Chayyur to the Bina, right? The drop from Yechidi to the Chayyur is a lot more. That's a much much bigger Simpson actually. But we're not really dealing with that. Mm-hmm. We're not, but he's not talking about that right now. Mm-hmm. But the so again, let's read this one more time. I'm in Kasher, all of the Rotsoin Haposhet. Lahat Sol Ha'alamais. Okay. Whatever. We went past this. He wanted to build the Alamais. Lohoiti Kochochosim in the Koyach HaLepoil. Now, because he said, and he's going to say Mephorish, that because he wants to bring Lepoil, because that's the mission statement of the Ein Sof. Because Ein Sof has to have everything within, not just potentiality, because if it only has potentiality, it doesn't have actualization. So the Ein Sof itself is chaser. Ki ninu yochol le'karam melech, oy rochom, oy chonon, oy dayin, okiyotzi. How would he be called any of these things? Right? If he didn't have something else. And again, like I said, it doesn't mean that Kaviyachol God is chaser without us. All right? We already explained this, so you'll repeat it over if you want to understand. It's hard to say these things, you know. Because we're also aspects of Kadosh Baruch Hu. La'achar b'risa oylam k'mon shenibar ben voishan ben az huchas p'chilas hakol levoya mokum. The chalal upon me, and she answered, "Achak ha'olam is tocha chalal hahu. Ika adam abayin a base chasus lebenoi, ve'akach man nisu le'tocha v'oisa lechupa." I remember I was once learning the I was once learning with a person who's very big in the Kalkin Samus, and I was trying to give him over this jot, and he, I don't think he was getting it, and that I know he wasn't getting it, because he said, "Well, what was the first symptom?" And I said, "There was no first symptom, definitionally." And I said that the entire symptoms occurring every time you make a bracha, every time you do a mitzvah, every time you learn Torah, every time you're malaman, that is a symptom. All right. But over there, we're making the symptom. Wait a minute, how do we make a symptom? I thought God makes a symptom. Who are we? There is a difference. We give it the difference. Disintegration is of Ekshani. It's in a Hanami. Right? There already is the Ekshariyas to do it because of the disintegration, which was Ayideh Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, we'll see. But the Tchila, Bara, the Asim Mokan, Shokala Lamais Kulam, Mereshis Ak Atsaif Adamasiya. Right? So first you have to have, because those are the Lamas that we're going to be discussing here in this Sefer. Okay? There are svarim from Rishol Sarug and his Talmidim that talk about alamais that are more than this, right? The alam amalbish, but nothing in Reb Chaim Vital talks about that, so we're not going to talk about that. But the truth is though, because according to Rishol Sarug, there was a primordial Simpson that existed even before this Simpson. Now the acha kacha bar alamais asma. And after Hashem ain't so if Hoya betchila m'malei mokem kol alamis shabara after kach, right? And again, when it says m'malei mokem, there is no mokem, but it means the place there will be. Because again, we're using time as a moshul. Lo ya'as mokem bonei, hutrach Hashem ain't so if ba'atmai yitzamsim, right? It's you so if oire, v'nech mokem bonei la'atma trach alamis. Okay. Mokem Atzimtzum Hazeh Lo Hoya B'Shim Tzad Me'Astodav. Right? The Izulosi by M.C. Isoy Mamish B'Nikudis M.Soy Shaboy. Okay. Now, this is also an Eitz Chaim, and the Lefarshim also go on this. How do you have an M.C. of Ein Soif? That makes no sense. Right? Didn't we just say that there's no beginning and no end? Now, Malach, if you give me a ruler, okay, so there's a beginning, there's an end, and I can be in the middle. Where's the middle over here? Pashut Pshat, the way they answer this is that there's something called Asara Sfer's Kamusim B'tzach Ein Sof. The Sfer, because remember we said before, Sfer is like a shame, which is in itself something that delineates. Now, those Eser Spheres, right, that are Makusa within the Ein Sof, which we would call the Afsharius for it to be Mitzamsim itself, quote unquote, before it's Mitzamsim itself. We can look at that as 10 concentric circles. That's how they look at it. Okay? Because we're going to see that Simpson was in the quote unquote shape of a circle. Right? All right, or a ball. That being the case, where exactly would the Simpson originate? From the point of the Machlis or the Machlis of life. Right smack in the middle. Okay? So these circles would be the malchus of the Aseret spheres that are kamusim b'tzach Ein Sof, and that would be kaviyachol in the middle, quote unquote. You know, there is no middle. All right. The reason is because malchus always is the one that delineates. Malchus is always the one because after malchus there's nothing to talk about. Remember, malchus is the a person is making a person. There's always five stages. In everything, the Gros says this in say his Pirshon and Sefer Yetzira, and those are connected to five parts of them, right? So you have your Ratzon Machshava here, or Pu'ula Tachas, or in English we would call it the will to do something, which would be Keser, or Arach, the Machshava, the idea, which would be Chochma, the Hirhor, which would be the plan, those three are the Moichin, of course. Then you have the Pu'ula, which is the Vak, and then you have the Tachas, okay. Right, right. We say that on every Friday night, right? So Saif Maisa, which would be Malchus with Machshava Tchila, which would be in Chochma, because that's where the Machshava was. Obviously, it brought to. if you will. Once you've finished, there's nothing more to talk about. That's the final delineation. If you're still in, you're still in the middle of making the house can look it any way you want. But once the house is made, you're done. Now, you could say, of course, you could make that. You could knock down a wall and make it different. That's true. But that would already be a new parts of it already. That would already be a new system already. But the system of the house is done. This is where the Gili is going to be. This is the final Gili. Because everything before that was not a final Gili. Even at the level of Bach or Zav, where you're building the house, that's not a Gili yet. You're in the inside Gili. Right? You're putting up the walls, you're painting, I don't know, whatever you're doing to build the house. But you're not finished yet. So you don't have an Etzem Gili of the house yet. But the Malchus is the Etzem Gili. So therefore, the Koyachat Simson within the Ein Sof, or Ein Sof, whatever you want to call it, is the Mida of Malchus, which is Kamusa the Tzorcha Ein Sof. And Pikloch, where is it going to come from? Malchus to Malchus, and spread outwards. Okay? All right. That's one way of looking at it. The reason why Malchus to Malchus is because, you see, the Malchus to Malchus, we will see, God willing, where Zechut will learn this Sefer more. Right, we'll see that that's also the same thing as the Nai Denahi or the Tzadiyah the Selim, which always feeds into the Tachtons. It's actually all one Sugya. It's the same exact thing. But all right, but that's what he means by Emsa. Okay, that will be Pashuk Shai. Now, the Tzimtzum Atzmai Avot Stodim Beshava Mekol Stodiv. Right, so the way we're looking at it is that imagine that we're starting from this Nekuda in the middle. And from this nukudah, it's going outwards, right? Like a balloon that's blowing up, and there's like air coming in a manner of speaking, and it's displacing the air outside of it. It's pushing it out, if you will. So the Or Ein Sof, if you will, is being pushed out by this Tzimtzum. All right. So again, now because we said that all the or of the or of the inside is the same, like we said. Leel, the nisha mokomponai b'emso, right? Now the hine kivan shad simsum hoya b'emso. Right, the kol stodah b'shava, since it was all the same. Okay, so you have a picture here of a circle with a says halal in the middle. Right, so kimaruvo, because if it would be, let's say, a cube, square, yesh obvious, right, it would have corners, and then there would be certain places which would be closer to the Orient Sefer Makif and some places farther away. He says, or makif eneni shava b'chalki ha'atz musay. All right. Ach be'egel who shavu makol stodiv. Okay. I just want to tell you that first of all, he says something here called Or Makif. We don't know from Or Makif. This is the first time we're hearing about this. Or Makif is a very harsh thing. I mean, it's a very harsh of a musaf in the Sfarim. The way I look at Or Makif, Kepashis is as a hasaga, right? Meaning it's something that you don't have yet. But when the Keeley expands, you do. Lamoshal. Imagine if, let's say, you're trying to figure out a Gemara, right? You're working on this Gemara. It's just, I don't know, your head's not working. It ain't going. And you work and work and work. And finally, bingo, you get it. What happened at that point? What happened at that point? Well, a bunch of things happened. But Poshup Shah, what happened is that the Keeley that you had expanded. So what was previously outside of you is not outside of you anymore. It's now inside. You got it? So therefore the Tzimtzum, the Mokomponai, got bigger. So that Or Makif is not a Makif anymore, now it's a Pinimi. So now you have a Hasaga to it, which beforehand you did not. And now, Vayikra, you have a new Hasaga, right? Because there's now a new Or Makif on top of you. Okay. This is one way of looking at it. Okay. But that begs the question then. So it comes out. So what were you doing over here? Because you're being Ma'alaman. Because you were working on that sugya to figure out the Gemara, and what you did was is when you were working on the sugya, it allowed the Mokomponai to copy also get bigger, if you will. So therefore, the or that was outside is not outside anymore; it's now inside. I've explained this before in my Das Elokim Shurim 20 years ago. I gave a marshal there. There's two ways to look at this. One way to look at it, because what's inside the Makom Poneh? You say the halal. But the truth is, what is that halal? The halal is the orakas. Right? You see the Rav in the third parak of Akudim, he explains over there, I think it's the third parak of Akudim, if I'm not mistaken. He explains within the or there's an orzach and an orakas. The orgas would be this, would be the, would be like we said, it would be like the malchus shavai, right? The aksharias to be mitzvah and mitzvah. And what happens is there's a separation that occurs between the orzach and the orgas. And the orgas is yoshev b'mekomai, in a manner of speaking, and therefore it solidifies more and more and more until it becomes the keli. Because that's what we're doing here when we have a tzimtzum, we're creating a keli. In or, what's what's happening over here? What's happening over here is that it's the what happens is the orzach is going away and orgas is staying in the kumen. That's called the reshima. Okay, that's what this halal is. From that reshima, oyalamas will be built. Now, of course, or has to come in order to build. It's like a chalkboard, which is the absurdious now to build them. So you need chalk in order to write on it. You know, the white to write on it. But the point is that these structures are already there. So it's not like the chalkboard. That's not really a good marshal per se. It's just that the ore has to come in order to rehire those structures. Okay, that's one way of looking at it. Another way of looking at it, again, going back to the Das Elokim Shurim, is imagine a bucket of white paint. You have a tube that you're putting into that bucket of white paint, and it's like a film around it, and you're pumping black paint into the white paint, and that's displacing the white paint. Okay. You know what that's called? That's called mod. Wait a minute, aren't mod and mod polar opposites? Because isn't mod his iris from the Talmud to get from the Rebbe? And isn't mod the shefa that the Rebbe's giving to the Talmud? Well, are they different? The Rav is later going to explain that the union of mod is that the pinimis of the Elyon is not sachitonis of the Tachton. Right, the Chabad of the Tachton will become the Nai of the Elyon, will graft its way on. In essence, you're going from being the Rosh Lashulim to the Zanaf Arayos. So how does he describe the Mod? That's when the Chitzonius of the Elyon, the Rebbe, is become the Pinimis of the Tachton, the Talmud. So what's the Nafka Mina? It's just a matter of orientation, is it not? Mm-hmm. If we were looking at this, it would look like the same thing, wouldn't it? But it'd be just two different perspectives. It comes out, mine and mod are exactly the same. It's just two different perspectives. So what I just told you a second ago about how, like, you didn't understand the sukkah, so you applied mod in the Sirius Nefesh. You were working on it, like, Baruch, help me out, you know, and you were trying to figure it out. And Baruch Hashem, you were supposed to figure it out. So now the Makom Poneh gets bigger in a certain sense, because now there's a bigger keli, and now there's more ore in there. But maybe more ore got pumped in order to make the Makom Poneh bigger. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute, we're responsible for Man, and Kaviyachol the Rebbe, a Katzbach, is responsible for Mod. But if Man and Mod are the same, then what are we doing? Or whose perspective is it? Is it our perspective, or is it Katzbach's perspective? Or maybe it's the same theme, but the perspective makes all the difference. And that's exactly what we were talking about 20 minutes ago. Okay. And he says it's going to be a circle. And he says the reason why we, obviously it's not a circle, because it's just obviously a marshal and a dogma. It's obviously a dogma, but the reason we call it a circle, right, is in order as a fuke, let's say a square, like he said, right, in order that the bashay achas, because we're going to see, God willing, that there's two types of or that are coming in. There's going to be the Rav says in the Beginning of Eitz Chaim that 99.99% of the ores are going to be Ayde the Kav. And the Kav is what makes Baalei Matzah, because the Kav doesn't go to the other end. Right? So therefore there'll be the Reshus HaKav and the Achris HaKav, because over there you can talk about Baalei Matzah. Masha'in came the Or in Seifa Matzah, you can't talk about Baalei Matzah. But there is a minute seepage from the signs also. Right, the lesson explains that that's the hanhaga ne'alemes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the hidden hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's hanhaga's nisius. Because remember, because when you're dealing, you know, either you don't have to deal in Teva at all. Teva is the way the world was created in terms of Ma'ala and Mata, but not in terms of Evi. So therefore, that's the hanhaga ne'alemes of Hashem. Like, how is it that, let's say, Plony meets Plony, or all the myriad of things that happen to a person? Right. Kadosh Baruch Hu is behind all of that. Right. But that's because of the or Insei Pasodov. And that is Shava, the call. Because for that there's a Russian for everything. So every single cockroach has a Russian for it. Might not know the Russian, but it does. All right. Let's go further. So the or Hamakis in any Shava we said that already. The Gam Hoyam Mokam Ogul, right, Lesiva Lamas and Itzal and Batoichai. But the reason why, again, why we're representing it as a circle is because of the Alomas which we're going to find inside. Kadeim Shia Ain says Meir Vashay Achas the Kulum. Right? Because that's what we said before. That's actually what we just said a minute ago, because this is really a bit of a steer, because he says that really the or comes in right at the Kav. So Kamash Milan, that the 99.9% of the ore comes in Ayat the Kav, but there is a Miyat, the Miyata, that comes in Ayat that's Dodim.
Why isn't Miyat the Miyata that's
it's not small, but a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's true, but a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be able to make decisions, doesn't he? Right? They have Bechira. You know, we live in a world that says we don't have Bechira, but unfortunately they're wrong. We do, and we are worth our actions. Right. If we would be bochach into doing something, then we would not be responsible for our actions. And then everything would be namidiki sufa. We would not have earned it at all by ourselves. Now, so he says, All right, we spoke about 45 minutes. Maybe we'll stop here, and we'll. This is like a, it seems a good stopping place, so we'll stop here.